Feeding You Lies. How to Unravel the Food Industry's Playbook and Reclaim Your Health. Author, Vani Harry. Fighting for the Lies. The food industry is full of lies. They first lie, promoting their poisons to us. Then they lie to cover up the original lies. Shamelessly, food companies pay doctors, dietitians, scientists, and even health bloggers to promote their goods by deceiving the public. Not only that, but they also use front groups to promote their food for them. One example is the American Council on Science and Health, ACSH, that receives funds from Bayer, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Monsanto. Another example is the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, USFRA, that partners with many of the chemical giants and makers of conventional animal feed, antibiotics, and vaccines. These companies go out of their way to make sure their lies are hidden. Otherwise, they'll have to change their products and hence lose money. Think about it. Pure vanillin from vanilla beans costs $1,200 a pound. So if Big Food can create the same flavor for only $6 a pound, why wouldn't they do it? Even if it means they use disgusting and poisonous ingredients. If farms can fatten up cows with hormones and antibiotics, saving a lot of money, why wouldn't they do it? Even if it means they expose us to several diseases. If food companies can make their cookies or chips more appealing to us, dramatically improving their sales, why wouldn't they do it? Even if it means they use chemicals that stimulate our brains and make us addicted to junk food. Why would we think that given the choice, food companies would put our interests ahead of their own? Given all that, it's time to become our own health advocates. We need to open our eyes and understand what's in our food. We need to be alert and to investigate the sources behind the information we learn. And we need to educate ourselves about nutrition and learn how and what to feed our human body. Unraveling the truths. The truth about calories. Calories are not created equal. This is the first truth you need to learn. Even if health is the least of your concerns, and you only care about weight loss, eating a 100-calorie candy bar is still the same as eating 100 calories from broccoli. Loaded by sugar, the candy bar will spike your blood sugar, disrupting your neurotransmitters and activating fat storage. On the other hand, the broccoli will stabilize your blood sugar, curb your appetite, and boost your metabolism. The human body is much more complicated than calorie counting. It's smart enough to process different foods in different ways. So, to lose weight and become healthier, stay away from processed low-fat food and eat real food instead. The truth about sugar. When we eat a piece of fruit, an apple for example, we ingest about 18 grams of sugar, but fruits are enriched with fibers and enzymes that slow down the release of sugar in our bloodstream. So our body has the time to digest all the sugar and turn it into energy without overwhelming our organs. On the other hand, if we take a spoon of white, refined sugar that doesn't provide us with any fibers, the sugar gets released in our bloodstream instantly, giving us sugar rush that overwhelms our liver and pancreas. That's just a spoon of sugar, of course. But when we multiply this amount by adding sugar to almost every item in our kitchens, sugar becomes a toxin that threatens our health. The overconsumption of sugar is linked to brain problems, heart diseases, diabetes, tooth decay, liver problems, inflammation, obesity, and even skin problems. However, we can still find sugar everywhere, sometimes even in so-called health foods like protein bars and salad dressings. If there's anything worse than sugar, it's artificial sugar. Artificial sugar offers what scientists call empty calories. When you eat something that tastes sugary, your body is prepared to receive calories from it. But when it doesn't, when you get zero calories from your Diet Coke, for example, your body thinks something is wrong and starts to crave more sugar to get the calories it wants. By time, this causes a dysregulation in the brain. The signals regulating your hunger are lost, And instead of eating when you're hungry, you start eating all the time. Hello, obesity. The truth about free food. We all love the word free, especially when it comes on a package. Fat-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, they do sound healthy, but they're not. This is something we need to know. The sugar-free foods you find in stores are often loaded with artificial sweeteners, sugar, alcohols, and chemically modified sugar. The fat-free foods, on the other hand, have added sugar and carbohydrates to compensate for the taste of fat. To make things worse, fat-free foods were shown to decrease the good cholesterol, HDL, and increase triglycerides levels, putting your heart at risk. There are also the trans fat-free foods, which are supposed to be good for us, if only they were completely trans-free. Unfortunately, many of the food labeled trans-free contain additives laced with trans fats, like oils, emulsifiers, and flavors. The truth about flavors. Due to processing, manufacturing, and storing, food loses its natural taste. After going through some heavy processing, the boxed-up ginger cookies no longer taste gingery, and the food company can't sell it this way. Enters flavors. Like any other additives, flavors carry a lot of harm to our health. This is why it's important to distinguish between the different labeling. Artificial flavors, or artificial X flavors. X here stands for any fruits or spice. It could be strawberry, raspberry, ginger, cinnamon, or anything else. Artificial flavors are created in a lab. The word artificial is rather honest because they have nothing to do with nature. They are usually extracted from crude oil, coal tar, wood, or other materials. Needless to say, they can be extremely harmful to our body, but at least the label is honest. Natural flavors. This is one of the tricky labels. So-called natural flavors are also created in a lab, but they are derived from living things, like plants or animals. So the strawberry flavor you're enjoying may be taken from real strawberry, but most likely, it's made out of castoreum, a substance found in beaver's anal gland. But hey, beavers are part of nature, aren't they? Natural X flavor. If you read natural strawberry flavor on your strawberry yogurt, this means the flavor is extracted from real strawberry, and no beavers were hurt in the process. Still, the flavor can include emulsifiers, GMO, compounds, and other additives that carry harm to your health. Organic natural flavor. If you read this on the label, know that it's one of the best scenarios. While the natural flavor will still be processed in a lab, it has to follow the regulations of organic food, which means it's less harmful to your body and will have to contain real strawberry, vanilla, or whatever flavor you asked for. Natural flavors. In a USDA certified organic product, another best case scenario, while the flavor itself is not organic, it still follows the regulations of organic food. These are some of the most famous labels you can see, but you can also see any combination of them like natural and artificial X flavor or X flavor with other natural flavors. Stay aware of what you're putting into your body, and remember, it's always better to bake your own cookies. The truth about fortified food. If you have two choices, to either buy a sugary breakfast cereal full of artificial additives, or to buy the same exact cereal fortified with vitamins, calcium, and omega-3 fatty acids, which one would you choose? The right answer should be neither. Just because the label contains some vitamins, minerals, or herbs doesn't mean the food is guilt-free. For starters, the fortification doesn't cancel out any of the harmful chemicals and additives already added to the cereal or the juice, the shake, the granola bar, etc. Moreover, the added vitamins or minerals aren't usually natural. They are more likely to be synthetic nutrients processed in a lab, and they are unlikely to be absorbed well by your body. Your body may be designed to digest and process the vitamin E in an avocado, as avocado comes with all the fibers and enzymes needed for vitamin E absorption. But this is not the case for synthetic vitamin E, or any other synthetic substance for that matter. The truth about weed killer. Monsanto's Roundup, the famous weed killer, has been used in the farming of GMO crops, such as corn and soy, as well as some non-GMO crops, such as wheat, for years. Because of that, we can find traces of glyphosate, the main chemical in Roundup, in almost 30% of our food, according to research done by the Canadian government. Glyphosate is even found in famous brands like Cheerios, Ritz crackers, and Oreos. The problem is, glyphosate doesn't just kill weed. Here are a few examples of the ways glyphosate can hurt us. It disrupts the healthy enzymes in our body that help eliminate toxins. It disrupts our endocrine system, messing up our basic body chemistry. It stimulates estrogen overproduction, exposing us to breast cancer. It destroys healthy gut bacteria, screwing up our digestive system. The only way to avoid glyphosate, as well as the other toxins we talked about, is to eat certified organic foods as much as we can. Organic food is always non-GMO, and synthetic pesticides, including Roundup, can't be used while farming organic food. The truth about soda. Basically, soda is a mixture of every harmful additive we've discussed above and more. Be honest about the amount of soda you drink and gradually free yourself from the soda habit. In the first week, cut down your soda drinking by only 1/4 the amount. The second week, make it 1/2, and so on. And while you wean off soda, you will need to replace it with fresh water and homemade fizzy juices free of toxic chemicals. Parting words. The message of this book is simple. To quote Vani's words, if you can't identify most of the ingredients on the food label, don't eat it. Next time you're in the grocery store, stop and read the label before you buy. Don't let the food companies fool you with their lies. Open your eyes and look at the truth, even if it's ugly.